But here's what's bothering a lot of people. They're saying, in the lyrics, she says, everyone's songs like Gold Teeth, Grey Goose, Tripping in the Bathroom, Bloodstained Ball Gowns, Trash in the Hotel Room, We Don't Care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like Cristal, Maybach, Diamonds on your timepiece, Jet Planes, Islands, Tigers on a Gold Leash, We Don't Care. Basically saying that you'll never be royals.
Yeah.
In other words, you're always going to...
She talks about it being in the blood. It's not in your blood in the song. Like, it's, you know, like...
And some people have labeled this song kind of racist or stereotypical.
But she said we the whole time. She said we. So she included herself.
Well, that's what she says. That's what she says. She's like, I'm not saying. She said, I'm adding myself to it.
She included herself. She said we.
Well, some people just think that it's racist because she's talking about rappers and she's not really a rapper.
So I think the question you have to say this, and I'm just going to play devil's advocate here.
Okay.
Is she can't speak for everybody in this situation, but she can speak for some because some of this might have some facts to it. You know, it's like if you think about the mentality of some of the lyrical content of some of the records, and we're going to talk about it during the people poll because okay. I've got Minister Paul Scott coming up in just a few moments talking about why NWA shouldn't be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wow.
But what she's basically saying here is that our priorities are messed up. You guys don't hear that?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think she's saying consumer. She's like, let us live that fantasy, you know, but we'll never be royals, we'll never be rulers, we'll never be, you know.
It don't run in our blood.
It don't run in our blood.
Because our goal is to drive a Cadillac. I don't know how y'all feel about that. 1-877-727-7746. Good morning. Hello.
Hi, good morning. I hear you speaking about Lorde's song.
Yes, your comment. Yes.
Basically, from what I've read in Rolling Stone, it's not just about rap music, it's about society as a whole. Mm-hmm. And by her indicating all of the pumped up ideas of materialism, mm-hmm. is basically saying that's what is being broadcast mm-hmm. through the media, but most of us, the regular people, will never achieve that, and being a royal is something that you're born into. So all of these fantasy, vandalized ideas mm-hmm. are just, you know.
Yeah, I'm not breaking this down and just going just right after these lyrics and taking them literally. I always like to believe that the artist has something there. There's something more than meets the eye.
And she could easily
I get the message.
She could easily be talking about Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber. You know what I mean?
She's talking about this world as a whole. You dream
consumers.
Of having those things, you know, but you won't have them. And you'll never be royal if it's not in your blood.
But you
wasn't born
into it.
You
don't hear a lot of lyrical content from Justin Bieber talking about he's Grey Goose sipping and all that. And
yeah, that's mostly our rappers. That's right. Mostly us.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Your comment, please.
Okay, my comment, I agree with the previous caller. She's saying basically all we hear is popping bottles and whatever else, but us regular people, we won't have that life. That's what she's saying. I don't understand why it's controversial.
Right.
I think it's controversial because it's coming from a white person, and it kind of,
she's from New Zealand.
Yeah, they're talking about what rappers, generally black rappers, talk
Freddie,
about.
You're always angry. I mean,
I don't sound angry to me. I'm just telling you what
good
I think.
Good morning.
Yeah, your comment, please.
You'd like me to be angry.
This is actually one song that when my child is in the back seat and she hears it come on, turn it up. I will turn it up a million times because this is teaching our young kids that y'all not cute because y'all got all this materialistic things. These rappers are on these records lying to y'all. They got these Benzes and whatever else around their necks. This is ridiculous. I think she is sending a message to our young kids, and this is a song that I will turn up and sing with my child.
I got you. Thank you for that. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, your comment, please.
Oh, man. I love the song because
But no, it's okay. But see, what she's saying is it don't run in our blood.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, I hate when you characterize a whole group of people because, I know a lot of black folks come from kings and queens. And,
sure.
And
but she's just saying as a whole that you're celebrating all these material things and you'll never have them probably. It's a fantasy. And she's including herself.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Just fine. Your comment.
I definitely agree with the song. Like, it takes me back to my childhood when I was a little girl, and, you know, we didn't have a lot of things, and, you know, you listen to the radio, and that's all you hear about. Like, I'm so tired of it. You know, I love music that's relatable, you know what I mean? And the thing about it is, I'm listening to everything that y'all got. I don't have none of that stuff, you know what I mean? So it doesn't do nothing for me. Like, I really love this song. And just like the previous caller said, it's definitely something that I'll be turning up, you know, and allowing my children to listen to.
Yeah, we count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money.
It's the song is about excess and materialism, and it's just that the things she says, I think people have taken issue, Pink. I think
they have, because they don't like who the messenger is.
That's right. That's what it is.
You know, that's what it's all about. And, you know, and sometimes the truth hurts.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I'm telling, Abba knows I love the song, but I don't.
But you didn't have issues.
I did have issues with her. Like, I'm like, well, what the hell? Who is this chick? Let me see what this chick is saying.
Don't own it.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, I can't, because I don't own any of the stuff she's talking about.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling from Raleigh. I just wanted to say that it's really about the beat, too.
Yeah, it's a great beat.
Songs out here, you listen to the beat, and that's all you like is the beat. And then the lyrics later on, it's like, oh, are you talking about that? Oh, my gosh. But the beat is really good.
Yeah, it's a great song.
And then Rick Ross jumped on it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And Rick Ross really perpetuates everything she's talking about.
True.
Right.
Tweet. Thank you. I appreciate that. Chauncey writes, I never paid attention to that song until you said that. Sounds a little bit on the racial side to me, too. But why do we have to...
Well, I'm not saying it's racial. I'm saying some people have said that. I'm saying it's cultural.
Yeah, cultural and class.
More so, yeah.
It's a class thing.
That's right.
Because that's something that's getting close to... I mean, racism is racism, and it stands alone. But classism is getting up there. Mm-hmm. It's trying to knock on the door.
Because I think they deal with monarchy and, you know, royals, so...
Sure.
Interesting. Let me see.
Tweet.
DJ N8G writes, it's just a song. Those who have a problem with it, take notes. The missus writes, well, she's telling the truth. She can't help that it speaks to mostly ignorant ass black rappers.
Wow. A lot of people loving this song. Derek Ashavine says, I think the song is brilliant. Mahadi Olan says, she's speaking of many international rappers who use the best Western black American rappers as models to follow. Yankatoot says, people get all these materialistic things which never make you royalties in the blood, not on your neck or your wrist.
There you go.
Or in your driveway.
I just found that I like to look in between the lines, and I just found it to be kind of deep.
Yeah. It's an interesting song. It's great.
Freddie.
It's my part pick.